Hey, welcome to the 2X funny.
Plus size.
Come on.
I'm a plus size gal. So, Riggins, you said that you are craving waffles now.
Hell
but,
yeah.
But are you going to go get a waffle?
No. No. Don't care that much.
Yeah. Because a waffle is not something you can really get to go. And, you know, it doesn't travel well, so you generally have to eat it there.
Not a big fan of taking breakfast food outside of wherever it's being cooked. I just, not a fan of it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Eggs. Never, no. They're never traveling well, unless they're burled. If they're burled eggs.
Yeah. And you open that box, and you're sweating. Mm-hmm. It's wet. You're like, I got a fried egg, and it's wet. Yeah. And then you got toast and bacon. The bacon gets soggy. The hash browns get soggy. Everything gets just soggy, and it just doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. Chinese food, totally different story. I never want to eat in the restaurant. But breakfast food, always.
I have been craving Chinese food.
Really?
For a couple of weeks now.
I had it a couple of weeks ago when I was feeling sick. I was sick, really sick.
But I'm just the basic American Chinese food eater.
Absolutely.
I either want sesame chicken or General Tso's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Crab rangoon.
Yes. Yes.
Fried chicken wings.
Yeah.
Did you say orange chicken or do you don't like orange chicken?
I like an orange chicken. I
like the General's chicken better than the orange chicken, but if it's at Panda Express, doing double orange chicken. You bet. Lo mein, shrimp lo mein, pork fried rice, egg roll. Well, you don't like egg rolls.
No, I'm not a cabbage person.
Mm.
What about like a Philly cheesesteak egg roll? You like them?
Love those. I really do love those. I put the Philly cheesesteak egg roll up there with the Southwestern egg roll, the Southwest egg roll.
So good.
Ugh.
There's a viral pizza from Domino's that everybody is ordering.
Oh,
that.
My. It looks so cheesy. It does look
crazy. So it's a medium deep dish, medium pan pizza. Right. And then they get creamy Parmesan sauce. Garlic Parmesan sauce instead of the marinara.
Extra of that.
Then bacon, the Philly cheesesteak meat.
Extra meat. Extra Philly cheesesteak.
Extra Philly cheesesteak meat, then extra cheese.
And also cheddar cheese.
And cheddar cheese. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, it looks. I could eat most of that, but that, you know, the garlic Parmesan sauce, it would throw it off for me.
It's a lot of white.
And I like a white pizza that's balanced. You know,
but I don't think I like garlic Parmesan on a pizza more than I like Alfredo on a pizza. I'd probably switch out the garlic Parm with Alfredo personally.
Yeah. But then it wouldn't be the viral Domino's pizza.
Well, it'd be better. So,
and then those people eating that shit in the car.
Oh my gosh! The cheese is sliding off, and it's just sauce all over their face. Now, some people make it look really good, and other people make it look absolutely vile. But a lot of people are getting that thing.
Well, yeah, because they're all drones.
Yeah, and they want to make their own content.
Domino's is advertising it now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's the thing that says, they give you 40% off. Use this code to order this viral pizza.
And all they call it is the Domino's viral pizza.
Yeah, embrace the, embrace it's what smart. People are loving. Yeah.
Ugh. It just seems like it would be overwhelming.
I know.
Look, I love cheese, but that's a lot.
Yeah.
But if you got to have a white sauce on it, I would prefer the Alfredo to that garlic Parmesan sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because a lot of people think that you can't have too much garlic flavor, but you can. Trust me, you can.
For sure.
Yeah, you see people when they make recipes, they're like, you measure with your heart. You stop when your ancestors tell you to stop, and they're using garlic powder. And it's like 2 tablespoons of garlic powder and something. You're like, dang, girl.
Yeah. Usually, if I'm using fresh garlic, I don't really need the garlic powder.
Yeah.
And then you see people that throw that minced garlic in at the same time to saute the onions and bell peppers and stuff. And you know that garlic is burnt.
Amateurs.
Ugh.
It's amateur hour.
Mm-hmm. And, there's a negative connotation now to some of these food people for using what, like one guy has coined the term jarlic. For the garlic that comes in the jar already minced and everything. And so you'll see them And they'll go, and then we're going to add about 2 tablespoons of minced garlic, and it's in a little container, like a little glass bowl, and they dump it into whatever it is. But you can tell it's garlic.
It's got all the water
stuff. Yeah, and it's, and it's a different color. You know, it's got that tan color to it, which, I mean, I don't care if somebody uses garlic. It's still, you know, still got garlic flavor in it. I don't use it, but.
Don't lie about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not poison or anything. Do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't think you're fooling anybody by putting it in the thing.
We're on to you.
Yeah.
We're on to you, garlic.
When they go, I'm going to show you how to make my homemade meatballs. You start with a bag of frozen meatballs. How does that work? How do your homemade meatballs, just because you're going to put them in a crock pot and dump barbecue sauce all over them?
That ain't content. Come on now.
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
That's some dumb shit.
It really is.
Yeah, but that viral pizza doesn't look good.
No, that's not what I'm getting. And I don't get pan pizzas often. I'm a thin crust pizza person.
Me too.
But
I'm even a flatbread.
Yeah.
You know, I like a flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
But I do occasionally like to mix it up with a hand tossed.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ordering a lot of pizza?
You get that hand toss off the menu.
Yeah. Do you guys order a lot of pizza?
No.
You're not doing that.
No. I only eat bad stuff on Saturdays.
Oh, really?
You limit it? One day, yeah.
From Small Town Adventures.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, I just can't imagine how awful the situation must be if I'm eating a big old ass pizza behind the wheel of a car parked somewhere. Like those people on social media. I know people like it. They like that's content and all, but it's just, I don't get it. It looks, there's this one guy who's pretty popular and he doesn't cook stuff. He just tries stuff. We're here today and I'm going to try. I don't know his name, but he's really, you know, cool.
A white guy with the brown hair.
Yeah. This is delicious. And, he's very sweet.
Yeah.
But, watching him eat that viral pizza was the worst.
I know, because all the cheese slid off of it.
He's like, it's running on his mouth. Oh,
it's just so gross.
Oh, that reminds me, on Reddit the other day, I saw somebody heated up an Uncrustable, and then they ate it, and it gave them second-degree burns on their face.
It's like lava. Why would you do that?
You reminded me when you said it got all over his face.
Do you heat up an Uncrustable?
No.
Oh, you don't?
You just take it. They're frozen. You take it out and let it thaw. It only takes a few minutes. Sitting out before it's ready to eat.
So you don't microwave.
No.
Don't microwave. That's the takeaway from this.
That's what I would have done. I would be like, you know what would have made this better? If I just heated up for a few seconds.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like a few seconds on that. You ever put peanut butter on a piece of hot toast?
Yeah.
That just came out and that just starts running, getting runny.
Spreads so good.
Now, imagine how runny it would be if you heated the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you bite into that little bread pocket. Oh man, I bet it was like hot glue.
It was bad. It was like it was all the way down to her chin from her lips.
Damn.
Was she drunk?
No. She just said I thought it was a good idea.
Holy crap. Damn.
That's why they tell you if you get a Pop-Tart to put it in the microwave for like 8 seconds is all you're supposed to put it in there for. Because that filling will get too hot.
Yeah. I mean, Hot Pockets are notorious for that, but also toaster strudels. I mean, like a Pop-Tart. That fruit filling will burn the ever-living shit out of you.
But those, you understand that's what might happen with an Uncrustable. It was unknown there. So she was like, I don't know what it's going to do, but it's going to be delicious.
I don't like bread in the microwave.
Yeah, it'll get soggy, right? Typically. Yeah,
and it used to be where, you know, you put that bun in the microwave, it softens it up and all that, but it does. But then when it goes back to its normal state, it's like hard around the edges and all that. Yeah, if the bread is not soft and fresh, I toast it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean super soft.
That's her scar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she burnt the hell out of herself, didn't she?
All the way down her chin.
It's she's gonna look like a Joker from now on.
Harry Potter.
So quickly, Rob, what is the game that you're worried the weather is going to mess you up from playing?
Tomorrow, I'm supposed to play Call of Cthulhu, which is kind of like D&D, but you're playing as a regular person rather than like somebody who's really strong and stuff. And you're investigating H.P. Lovecraft's world about Cthulhu, which is an evil entity.
Okay. So I know there's no further explanation needed for me. But I wonder how many people, though, understood when you said it's just like D&D, but this one thing. And they'd be like, oh, okay, well, I know what that is. I mean, you got to know about D&D to know what the one difference is or whatnot. But
I understand that, but I didn't have a better way to put it. So.
Yeah. And Dungeons and Dragons, that's what D&D is, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
For all of you achievers out there who may not know.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Rob, do what makes you happy. Yeah, that's like, Riggins, that thing you sent me the other day, that video of those LARPers.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, you know what? They're not hurting anybody.
Oh, no, not at all.
They're just
weird. It's a good thing.
They're just strange.
It helps them
have fun.
Helps them make social connections and gets them out.
It's when they wear those costumes out in the restaurants and things where they keep cosplaying and LARPing and stuff going on.
But wasn't that one like a dude who called himself the set, like two words back? All he said was chop chop the whole time?
Yeah.
So like, how does that help you communicate with other people? You're not socializing.
Cob.
And my character's name is Cob Cob. And the only thing that he's going to say is Cob Cob.
Yeah. And he's got horns on with no shirt. Interesting choice there.
Okay. All right,
good for you, Cop Cop.
Okay. He's like standing, people are sword fighting. He's just like, Cop Cop, Cop Cop.
Trying to lead him down this trail. And he's going, Cop Cop, and pointing, Cop Cop, Cop Cop.
It's crazy.
That would be kind of refreshing, I think, for you to just be able to declare the only thing I'm going to say from now on. You know, like, I don't do language.
Yeah.
It's like, chop, chop, cop, 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 cop. That's me.
Let me be clear.
Pika pika.
Bless them.
Yeah.
Bless them.